Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Angela Anderson, General Manager of Bromley Ducks, who will be speaking to us about the recent breakouts of the avian flu at three of its facilities in Knowlton, St. Claude, and Watton. Angela, our community has been rocked by the news that Bromley Ducks is experiencing this situation. When did you realize that you were dealing with cases of the avian flu at your facilities?
The first indication that we were dealing with something abnormal, Taylor, was probably on April 9th. We have people that are in our farms on a constant basis, employees that are surveying the health and welfare of the birds and the water and the feed. They signaled that there was a slight increase in mortality on April 9th. So right away, we advised one of the vets that works for our company. She went immediately on site, surveyed the birds for a few hours, and she noticed also some neurological signs that there was something off. So the CFIA was advised immediately. We put ourselves in auto quarantine. The CFIA came on site. They put the site into quarantine, tested the birds. The birds came back positive, and then the snowball started.
How did you proceed to contain it as much as possible?
We limit all visitors. Even before the avian influenza hit us, we limit all visitors. So we only allow essential services such as propane, plumbers, feed on site. So once we put ourselves into auto quarantine, the only people that were allowed on site were the employees that worked in the barn, which are, you know, only a couple people, and technician and a vet. Other than that, nobody was allowed on site.
Do you know how many ducks you lost as a result of this unfortunate devastation?
All together with the three sites, we've lost 202,000 live birds.
Oh,
and on the Knowlton site, we have our hatchery as well. In our hatchery, we had over 400,000 eggs that were either in incubation or getting ready to hatch. And unfortunately, the CFIA deemed that it was too much of a risk for avian influenza to affect the eggs. So we were mandated to destroy all of those eggs as well.
Oh my gosh. Okay. How has this situation impacted your production?
It's paralyzed our production. We've lost, in a matter of a week and a half, 2 weeks, 75% of the birds that were in the pipeline to be processed, packaged, and put on shelves. So what it means is, at the current time, we have approximately 4 to 5 weeks of product left in the pipeline. And after that, we've prioritized, naturally, the market, the Quebec market, to try to keep our products on the market as long as possible.
Is this also impacting your staff?
Absolutely. It's impacting them greatly. On Tuesday, I spent my whole day going to see all of the people on every site, so the Knowlton, in Val des Sources, where we have our transformation plant, and each one of the grow-out sites, to announce to the employees myself, because I think it was important to convey the message myself, and we're like a little family, so I'm like the mama duck of everybody, just to go and tell them that we weren't in control of the situation, but we were going to be forced to temporarily lay off 95% of our staff because we just don't have any more work for them.
Wow. So how do you plan on moving forward from here?
For sure, we haven't given up. That's for sure. We have a lot of will, a lot of creativity, and we are the type of people that we don't get too down. So we're looking at all types of ways that we can get genetic in from Europe. Obviously, it's a worldwide crisis that we're dealing with, so Europe has been strongly impacted with the avian influenza, just like we have. So the source of genetic has been touched as well. So we're working hard with our genetic suppliers. We have good links, really solid relationships with them. So we should be able to get genetic in. But once we get a one-day-old chick into the Knowlton site or one of our other sites, it takes 6 months before that bird lays an egg. And when the bird starts laying an egg, obviously it's just coming into laying, so it's not laying eggs as fruitfully as an older bird would be. So the process is long. That's why we've estimated 10 to 12 months before we're back up and running at full pin.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that would be important for their community to know.
I think what it's important to understand is the virus arrived by migratory birds. So, you know, some people might interpret that the virus stemmed from our site. The virus was brought into our site. So I think that's important for people to understand. The other thing that is important for us to communicate is the amount of gratitude that we have for everybody that's reached out to us. We had an emergency meeting with the mayor, Mr. Burkham, and the general director of the town, Mr. Ahim, citizens that are just, you know, an outpouring of support, super appreciated. Other citizens that have offered to give us 1 week of their time, absolutely free to help us deal with a crisis. Experts that have dealt in insurance in their past lives that have reached out and, you know, offered some support or, you know, some knowledge that may be able to help us get through. So obviously the Lac Brome community is very tight-knit, but we really feel the support, and that's very appreciated.
Well, thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you, Taylor.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.